All right, well, hey, moviegoers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the third episode of Picture This. I don't know how we made it this far, but we did. We still care a little bit. I am your sort of host, Tyler Am, and with me, as always, is Merc.
I'm eating Frosted Flakes.
Trevor.
That's great, Mark.
And Scott.
Hey.
What? No, it wasn't you. It's just the whole process. It's just everybody's so sick on here.
We gotta work on coming up with funny things to say when you introduce us.
Yeah.
Actually, we just gotta work on being funny in general.
Yeah, pretty much.
Guys, I feel good today. I got a haircut yesterday.
Ooh, fancy.
Got that, all that extra hair is clogging up my brain, I think, so.
Mm-hmm. Facial or top head?
What? Does anyone get their beard trimmed?
Yeah. I got my beard trimmed.
I guess, but I mean, don't you do it while you're getting your hair cut, or you just go
for
and
the
say,
most part? Did you get your beard trimmed when you went and got your
haircut? I do that myself.
Are you talking down to me for getting my beard trimmed by someone else?
Yeah, I mean, who is this
dare
person?
You?
Like, is this just some person who owns a pair of scissors? Like,
actually, her name is Fom, and she's a tremendous hairdresser who does wonders for my beard.
I think you're telling the truth.
I am.
Yeah, they can't be fake.
All right, have you guys seen any movies?
Yes.
Ever?
Ever in your life? I know Tyler's seen one.
Ooh, Tyler, what'd you see?
Casa de mi Padre.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
But do your whole review in Spanish.
K. All right,
go.
And then I get some whiskey. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. When I read, like, a description of it, they're basically, it's just like, oh, it's a spoof of Telemundo and stuff, and I was like, okay, I get that, I mean, that's funny, but then when I actually watched it, it just felt like, it had the same vibe as, like, Airplane to me.
Oh, really?
It was just really goofy, and I watched it with a group of people a second time, and they didn't find it as funny, but, like, the parts that were funny then were really funny, but I feel like I maybe had focused a little bit more, and I could see a lot more of the comedy.
Yeah.
Not that it's, like, deep or anything. It's a Will Ferrell movie. But it was pretty good. I was impressed. It could have been really bad, but it turned out decent.
I just want to point out...
No, continue.
Sorry. No, that's a strange thing to me, is that happens to me all the time. Like, movies I think are hilarious. It's just... It's a weird thing to kind of, like, show this movie to a group of people and have them, like... just have this weird reaction, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, whenever I expect people to like something, they hate it.
Which is going to be
which
the
is what happened
reaction.
When I watched Casa de mi Padre.
Yes.
I did not enjoy it at all. I don't know.
You son of a bitch.
I know, I'm the worst.
The tension.
I mean, Trevor, just, like, when did you realize that you were a racist?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Well, Trevor, what did you see that you liked?
I've seen, since our last one, it's been so long. I saw Life of Pi, I think I talked about in the last one.
Yep.
I watched Flight.
Talk about it.
Did I talk about that one, too? God, then I don't know. I don't think I've seen anything, then. I couldn't remember. I could not remember what I had seen and what I hadn't. But yeah, I'm waiting on The Hobbit showing up so we can watch that.
Yeah.
That might be tonight, I think.
What?
Yeah, we get our prints.
He works
early.
At a movie theater.
Yeah.
Oh, when's it come out?
Friday.
Yeah. Oh, dang, dude. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, when are we going on our date to go see that thing in 48 FPS?
I have no idea. Maybe Saturday night.
Well, you let me know, baby, because I'm ready.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright, Mark, what have you seen?
I watched The Bourne Legacy with Jeremy Renner and Rachel Weisz. was not very good.
Why do you so early?
Yeah, I don't like him.
I think it's
kind of boring.
Well, you said yeah, he's all right, but I don't think he can leave.
I said I was doing it at 1 o'clock.
But that movie was just not good. It was the first hand-to-hand fight in that movie. Coming
is there like a ton of like super? Because I'm not good right now.
At the hour mark, it's.
I mean, is there a bunch of like stuff we have to put away still?
Which is totally unnecessary.
Like in the fridge or anything, like last time.
Like the first half hour is just like him trying to be the gray, like fighting off wolves.
Super loud and
blowing up with a missile. And there's just a lot of long, talky scenes, and the pills that they take. I don't know if it was like.
I mean, is there like super is like loud?
Like they take pills that the government controls them, and they only call the pills blues and greens. So it's just Jeremy Renner running around being like, "Where's my blues? Where's my greens? I gotta take my blue and greens." And it's just really silly. And
because I read something about Matt, or it's an interview that somebody did with Matt Damon asking him, like, if there would be, like, a crossover. What? Because it takes place in the same universe, right? It's not, like, a reboot?
Yeah, no, it's the same. Like, they talk about his character, and, like, you see pictures of, like, Matt Damon on a TV, and it's like, oh, Jason Bourne. But there's more people that are like Jason Bourne, like Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, Matt Damon basically said
name,
that.
Is his name Bourne, too?
No, it's
no. His name is.
The title doesn't make any sense, right?
His name is Aaron Cross, which this year we got action movies about Aaron Cross and Alex Cross.
And Alex Cross,
kind of weird.
And Jack.
And they never
Yeah. And then like the whole final like big climax is a really mediocre motorcycle chase that is like not even half as good as the opening motorcycle chase in Skyfall. So,
it's not good. It's basically Madea goes to Torque 2.
Yeah, that's really about it.
That's great.
Yeah, so like, I was pretty disappointed there. Scott, what have you been watching?
Not so many movies lately. I'm getting kind of a slump, but I was going to. This is disappointing. I didn't end up going to the live taping of the How Did This Get Made podcast where they were watching Anaconda, but I watched Anaconda with my friends in preparation anyway.
Okay.
And I have to say that is a very strange movie. I can't wait to listen to their podcast about it, but it was a lot like stranger and grosser than I remembered it from, like, watching it in junior high or whatever. Because I remember being, like, legitimately terrified by it when it came out. I don't know why, like, it doesn't make any sense, and the John Voight character is just, like, I don't understand. Like,
all I remember is he gets barfed up by the anaconda late in the movie. And then he winks at someone.
And he winks, yeah.
Really?
It's very
That's all disturbing. I remember
You can find, like, an animated thing of it, I'm sure, online somewhere. It's really, like...
And he's the bad guy in that, right?
Yeah, it's like he's kind of? This, is he from, like, I don't know where he's from. He's got some terrible accent, and, like, every scene is just him being really, like... shadowy and staring at J-Lo, basically, like, with this weird, like, creepy half-smile. It's like his face never changes. He's just making the same,
It's called a stroke, Scott. He had a stroke on set.
He was able to slow down the stroke, so it lasted for 90 minutes.
that's why he got eaten by the snake, is because by the end, he just had no dialogue. He couldn't speak at all. So when he got barfed up, all he could manage was a wink.
Yeah. Actually, that film was only 89 minutes long, so it didn't have to last that long.
It did. I knew it felt shorter than an hour and a half. I knew it.
Yeah.
Just barely
by a minute.
Yeah, it actually felt like an hour long. It felt really short, just because the whole movie was constructed in a very strange way. Like,
well, it was produced by the History Channel
and a snake.
a snake.
I'll tell you, Anaconda was the first PG-13 movie I ever saw, and we watched it at my friend Billy's house, and I called my mom beforehand to ask her if it was okay if I watched it.
Nice.
And she said no, and we watched it anyway.
Nice. Stick it to the man.
Sorry,
mom. I remember having to do that for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Yes! Alright, good.
God.
I just want to mention one more interesting thing about that movie, is that it's, like, one of two movies I know where the, like, one of the surviving people is a rapper that you don't think is going to make it to the end of the movie. Because, you know, Ice Cube is in this movie, and he survives to the end with J-Lo, and Eric Stoltz, I guess, lives too, though he's in, like, a coma or whatever.
So everybody's pretty much fine.
Yeah, but, and then Deep Blue Sea is the other one where, I believe LL Cool J is the only one that makes it out, right? Like, he's the cook on the ship, and it's, like, who gives a fuck about him? And then it's just, like, he's the only one that survives at the end. And he gets the cool line at the end where he shoots a harpoon or something at the shark. I don't know. Anyway.
Doesn't a rapper survive Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I forgot. I also finished watching American Horror Story.
Season 1?
Season 1, yeah. I haven't started on season 2 because I don't really have... I mean, I guess I could download them, but...
Season 1 is good stuff, right?
Yeah, it was really good. I just remember seeing ads for it last year and just not being interested at all. And then it was on Netflix, and then I decided, all right, sure. And yeah, I was surprised at how much I liked it.
It's crazy and weird, right?
Yeah, it's really weird.
But it's not, like, all, like, bizarrely hyper-stylized like the advertising is, which is where
it's not
some people off.
Yeah, like, it's not Twin Peaks. Vague.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just, it mashes up a lot of stuff. It's pretty good, though. The thing I like about, season one kind of references a lot of horror movies from, like, the last 20 years. And I like about season two is, like, it's referencing all horror movies from before that. It feels very much more classic and, a little goofy at times, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Goofiness is good.
Yeah. Goofy fun.
Yes.
Which reminds me, Goofy Movie 2. We gotta make that.
That's out.
That's out, dude.
Well, we gotta remake it.
Are we rebooting Goofy Movie?
With live action.
Well, no, we're only rebooting Goofy Movie 2. And yeah, as live action.
With Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone.
I would give money to that if... Daniel Day-Lewis played Goofy.
He's got the right dimensions.
He does. And I want someone who will dedicate
their life. Live in a doghouse for 2 years.
Yeah. With that, what's that big old fat neighbor's name? The real rowdy guy. What's this guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I just want Joaquin Phoenix to play his son.
To play Max.
Yeah.
How are they going to explain that cleft lip, though?
They can CG it out.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not a cleft lip. It's like a... What is it? It's something else.
It's like a scar?
It's a scar from where his dad beat him.
No, it's not.
We're all urban legend time. So I just refreshed Slash Film and I'm seeing that Top Gun is getting an IMAX 3D re-release.
Yeah.
Why does this keep happening?
So you could see the high fives in, like, super...
Yeah. I want 80-foot high fives. Yeah.
I hope that that's the movie that finally stops that trend, because Jesus Christ, just fucking buy it on
or
DVD.
Or launches it into the stratosphere.
Let movies die already.
As I predict.
Seriously, like, I don't know. The era of gay Tom Cruise is done.
bring on Mecha Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did you guys see the other new sci-fi Tom Cruise movie trailer?
Yeah, I thought that looked pretty good. Oblivion?
Oblivion.
I'm on board.
Is what it's called. Yeah, it looks...
My question is, are there actually creatures or beasts in the movie, or is it all just, like... rebellious humans. I didn't quite understand that.
I think we don't
know. I don't know.
It's going to be a little bit vague.
It looks like there might be a little of both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some, like, weirdly evolved monsters.
Yeah.
It was really sad that they released the trailer for After Earth the next day, because it's, like, the same plot, but looks, like, totally garbage in comparison.
Yeah, that looks absolutely terrible. Did you all watch that, too?
No, I didn't see it.
It's M. Night Shyamalan's Will Smith and Jaden Smith sci-fi movie.
Is that the movie where it's the first ever father son touching tips moment? Is that the twist?
Okay, here's two things. One, the twist is that Will Smith is trying to speak with a southern accent and it goes really bad.
Is it southern or is it British?
Oh, I thought it was southern because his son is like, yes, sir. I don't know.
See, and my buddy Andrew thought it was Indian.
Mm.
It is some amalgam. It's like
That's Will probably what Smith. He's trying to do. He's probably trying to be like, oh, I'm all of the people of the world. But it sounds bad.
Yeah.
The other twist is that the twist is in the trailer, like, the whole time. They're talking about, like, oh, it's the crazy planet. What crazy planet is it? And at the end, he's like, we're on Earth. It's like, yeah. We know.
I feel like I've heard After that Earth. Twist before somewhere.
Yeah. Wall-E.
Yeah. And plenty of other places.
Yeah. Well, I finished my Frosted Flakes.
We'll get another bowl.
No. I'm going to go pack a bowl.
Maybe Frosted I'll go. Flakes.
All right, you go get a bowl of cereal.
While Trevor finishes writing his pitch.
Exactly. Actually, I'm going to need to use the restroom before I do this.
Really? My God.
Okay. Leave it to me and Tyler.
All right, you guys do a vaudeville routine while we're gone.
All right, we'll have like a 5-minute break.
I don't know any vaudeville. Do you know any vaudeville?
Just grab a piece of paper, roll it up into a horn, and start screaming through it. That's basically my impression of vaudeville.
Okay.
Or actually, little known fact, I tried out for the Illinois State improv group, and I made it to the final round, but I'm pretty sure they didn't want me because I couldn't explain what vaudeville was.
Really?
And like you got partnered up with somebody and they gave like a very specific like scenario and it was like something vaudeville and I'm like I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that. And like I mean I knew like the vaudeville as an entertainment, but the situation didn't make sense. And there was like everybody was like like even like the other people that I was auditioning with were like, oh my god, you piece of shit. And I was just like, come on, like, be nicer. And they're like, you know, we'll just change the situation. You don't have to do this one. And I'm like, no, fuck it, let's do it. We're doing it live.
And then did you just scream through her all up his face?
No, I wish I had. I ended up doing something way worse. I can't remember, but nobody liked it. And
good.
And they loved me the first day because I had all sorts of like routines already ready. Like I remember saying what my character name for some little improv thing was HP Love Stash. And I remember like watching one of like the leading improv people, they're like rolling on the ground laughing. I'm just like, you guys are a bunch of fucking kids. Like, god damn it. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing here.
You could have ruled them. You could have been their king.
Yeah, I really could have.
Now you're stuck with us.
Yeah.
You should form an improv group in Ottawa.
Oh, too late. Actually, who was I talking to the other day? Somebody brought up our old videos.
Yeah.
And they said that they really liked them, and they asked us when the band was getting back together. Oh, fuck.
People listening to this podcast might not know what we're talking about.
Oh yeah, me and Mark, Scott has his toes in there as well, and Trevor has nothing to do with it, which is probably a good thing. But we were in a comedy group, as some might call. They're named Fish Sticks and Milk. From Ottawa, Illinois.
It's serious fun.
YouTube or Facebook and watch some videos and realize who you're actually dealing with so that you finally have solid reasons to not listen to this podcast anymore.
Wait, are you using this break for cross-promotion?
No, we're not trying to promote Fish Sticks and Milk at all.
No,
we just got on the topic.
Yeah.
We'll do all our cross-promotion at the end after everyone stopped listening.
I have some Frosted Flakes, so...
Oh, good. Trevor, are you back yet?
Longest piss ever.
I guess he's not. I was going to say something else, but I forgot what it was. Oh, do you remember that time we did a telethon?
Yeah, dude. I was actually thinking about that the other day. We need to watch that.
Yeah, I made a girl... I tried to make a girl watch it, but we only watched like 10 minutes of it because she couldn't deal with it.
What?
It was really funny, though.
She couldn't even laugh at how bad it was.
Well, I like got on the computer to show her serious fun because she wanted to see it, and then like 5 minutes into the telethon, she's like, so, how about that music video?
Oh, no. I hope this was a first date.
No, it wasn't a date at all. It's Megan Bame. She's a dingus.
What? Did you say she's a bigamist?
She's a dingus, but sure, she's a bigamist too. She's racist against big things. She hates IMAX. She's really not going to like that Top Gun reboot.
Yeah.
Sure she will.
Is that Trevor's face?
Yes. I've been back for a few minutes just listening to you guys.
God, just peeing you on your kitchen floor.
I know, I didn't say anything.
They hate you. You're just trying to waste time so your pitch doesn't have to be as long.
Exactly. No, so what was this telethon you're talking about? Talk about that.
when we were in our heyday as Fish Sticks and Milk, we needed to raise money for a play we were gonna do, a real freaking play that we wrote, starred, directed, and farted on. That was, I mean, it's great, but at the same time, a shame. So we were like, oh, let's just do a telethon. And so it was a pre-recorded thing.
We couldn't get linked up to live TV, so we shot the whole telethon asking for donations in advance.
And we got two phone calls. One... No, we got one phone call.
Yeah,
no, because we got one donation and one phone call. One donation was Mark's grandma for $100. And the one phone call came like three quarters of the way through, and it was like some 7-year-old girl telling us to do music videos again.
Nobody only ever did one.
Yeah, that was the one thing. Oh my god, there's a history here that goes deep, and you just don't want to follow it.
It's rotten to the core.
Yeah, so. Anyways, right, to the
Trevor,
real,
you're out of,
the
you're
real
out of
meat of the
time.
Show.
It's time for you to give us some shiz and for us to tear it apart.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So my
this.
No, we go over the parameters first.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're right. You're right. I'm,
chill.
I'm
calm
fired.
Down.
I'm fired.
Calm down.
Yeah, this is a strict formula.
Exactly. That I'm actually trying to incorporate. Okay. So my three things were: it had to be a Western. There has to be a character who is a part-time cop, part-time clown.
Nice.
And there is supposed to be a scene in it where a character, what was it, Mark, hacks into a high-security building using an iPhone?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah.
I think is what it was.
Yeah,
it sounds about right.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if there was a specific character it had to be or not, but... I don't know.
No, I don't know.
So, picture this. There wasn't? It doesn't matter. What is it? Okay, never mind. Sorry.
It's going really well.
All right, great. It wasn't, it doesn't matter.
Hold on a second. One second.
Imagine we're like big-time Hollywood producers. All right. We're just sticking our thumbs in each other's butts waiting for you.
That's good. All right, sorry. Yeah. I couldn't find my file. All right, so picture this. We start off in the desert near sunset. There's a one-legged man lying on the ground who appears to be dead. His clothes are in tatters, and there's a bag next to his body. An older man rides
in
on a horse. Yeah, sure.
His clothes are in tatters.
And he's got a bag from H&M next to his body.
Yes.
Yeah, he's just taking a nap before, and he wandered out into the desert to find like a secluded place where he could change, and he got all sleepy from the sun.
That's
and
a
he's
long
just
day
curling up. Yeah.
Also, it's near sunset. I want to know like how close to the sun we're talking, because he's probably really hot. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's why his clothes are in tatters.
Oh, okay. His clothes are on fire. Got it.
Exactly.
He's getting that praying effect.
Exactly. Another older man rides in and on a horse, pulling a cart behind him. This is Sheriff Coburn, played by Dennis O'Hare. He examines the body and sees that the man is still breathing. He dresses the man and puts him into the back of his cart and heads back to the town. Coburn rides back to town just as the sun sets. The townsfolk that we see give disapproving looks. There's a group of kids telling ghost stories.
I don't like the idea of someone carting someone around who's taking a nap.
Yeah. They might... They... Go ahead.
I was going to ask if the kids could be telling goat stories instead of ghost stories.
There's a group of kids telling goat stories.
Awesome.
Anyway,
a group of kids. A group of kids.
Stop. Stop with the puns. Some of the little kids run back into their homes when Coburn rides near. He is not well-liked in the town. He puts the man into a small cell in his station, and then Coburn grabs a small bag from under his desk. He locks the station and rides into the hills.
Is that also clothes in the bag?
Sure.
Now, when you say Coburn, is it appropriate that I keep picturing Kurt Cobain?
No.
Dang it.
I'm picturing a cobra with a leather jacket.
You should be picturing James Coburn, who was in a lot of westerns.
Yeah, I'm gonna picture a cobra with Kurt Cobain's hair.
Yeah. All right, yeah, make that happen. We're the producers. Make it happen.
Okay, sure. We follow the sheriff as he rides past the spot where he found the man and into the mountains. At the foot of the mountains, he stops and goes on foot. He pulls out a small container from his bag and starts applying something to his face, which we don't see. He sneaks up behind a small
acne
town.
Cream.
Yeah, it's acne cream. It's a, what is it called?
Proactive.
Yeah.
He's actually a 14-year-old sheriff, right?
That's the twist at the end. He sneaks up behind a small town of Ute Indians. There may be 50 in the small town of theirs. He watches them from cover.
Native Americans, please.
No, it's... Okay, Ute
no,
Native
no,
Americans.
No, 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 that's not appropriate anymore. Because it implies... wait. No, no,
so
I heard this the
so
other
So it's
day.
A band of Indians from India. Continue.
Yes, it's a band of Ute Indians.
Either that or
the
they
next...
could be from Indiana.
Okay, sure. The next morning, we see the man stumbling out into the street. He uses a large piece of wood to help him walk, and it sort of works. Townspeople call for the sheriff.
How do you express that it sort of works?
Wait,
he's
so
stumbling
when, it, when
all
is
around.
This set? Do they not have like medical supply stores? You could buy crutches, and you know, like.
Well, the idea is that he just woke up in the station, has nothing near him. And is just trying to stumble.
Why,
out to see
why
where
is
he
there
is.
Loose wood lying around the station?
He ripped it off
because
the walls.
There was a flood recently.
Yeah, exactly. Townspeople call for the sheriff to control this harmless
flood of wood.
He has a wood flood.
Well, this is all about
a real
underwater,
drought,
right?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
This is
Waterworld
2. This is Atlantis.
Bikini Bottom.
At the very end, we pull out to see that the town is named Atlantis.
Is that the truth?
No.
Oh,
my God. This is the hardest thing I've ever had to do with you fuckers.
Keep reading.
All right. Townspeople call for the sheriff to control this harmless yet annoying prisoner. Coburn stumbles back into town, hands covered in blood, face wet as a ghost. He grabs
Wait,
the young man.
Wait, did you say wet as a ghost?
White.
Did.
White as a ghost.
Did I say... Yo.
I heard wet as a ghost.
I heard wet as a goat.
What is a goat?
Oh, anyway.
Continuing on, he grabs the young man and brings him back into the station. Coburn asks the man his name and gets no response. He asks where he comes from and still no response. The man then quickly tells him his name. His name is Sanjuro.
Is this going to be an anime?
Sure. Everyone else will be live action. Sanjuro will be animated.
I would totally watch that.
I know you would.
Go ahead. You have my approval.
Okay. He says that he's come to perform a house call on him.
Ooh.
Yes. Coburn is confused by this. He said he's never met this man before, and yet something is telling him that maybe he has seen him. And also, Sanjuro will be played or voiced by Masioka from Heroes.
Accurate.
Yeah. Coburn says that he doesn't care what his name is or why he's here, but he needs to leave, and quickly. God. The sheriff begins to get angry as they keep talking. Sanjuro starts asking Coburn about how he's been feeling, if his eyesight has gotten any worse, if he's had any stomach problems. It goes along just like a doctor's checkup. Sanjuro picks up his bag and pulls something out of it. The sight of this object makes Coburn jump out of his chair in fear. He leaves the station, and Sanjuro writes down notes. Yeah, it's a picture of his deceased goat mother. Sanjuro picks up his bag and pulls something out of it. Let's see. Jumps out of his chair in fear. He leaves the station as Sanjuro writes down notes on something resembling an iPad.
Ooh.
Coburn... wah, wah, wah.
Ooh.
Coburn starts running into the mountains. He didn't even think to bring his horse. He just ran.
Horse
he crosses
charger.
A... Yes. He crosses
oh,
the spot. I hate you so much right now. He crosses the
spot. I don't understand.
Spot.
So when you're seeing him walking through this town and stuff, does the town look like it's futuristic? Or does
no.
it look... So are there utility poles?
Mm-mm.
Everything's battery cells or something?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Nope, it just doesn't even function.
Wait,
is
iPad the name they give to just, like, a piece of wood that you write on with chalk or something?
No.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Continuing.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. He crosses the spot where he found Sanjuro the day before and notices a large shining object sticking out of the ground. He cautiously walks up to it and pulls. It's a robotic leg. We see a flash of a futuristic city for only a few frames. Coburn drops the leg and falls to the ground. We then see Coburn fall, but from another person's perspective. There's someone waiting for the sheriff in the mountains. Coburn makes it to the mountains and into the Ute village from the previous night. But there is no one living there. The bodies that are more or less in one piece are still in a pile. He falls to the ground yet again. he's a drunk. A man...
Apparently.
Yeah. A man in a plain black suit comes up behind him. He says that he has been watching Coburn for weeks now. He continues to say that he has been eyeing to get the sheriff's position and so on and so forth. He keeps going on and on, and while he's doing this, he is clearly not paying attention to Coburn, who is again applying something to his face. Coburn stands up and faces the man. His face is made up like a clown's, and he lunges at him, knocking him down. The two exchange punches, and Coburn begins to bite the man's neck. The man kicks him off and shoots him in the leg, snapping him out of whatever trance he was in. Yes.
But, so, how far are we into the movie?
This is the climax, and we're almost done.
I told you it's more of a short pitch than
I would say. Yeah, I'm really confused, because, like, I don't, who is this guy, and why is everyone watching him? He doesn't seem that interesting.
Are you kidding me? A part-time cop, part-time clown, probably part-time vampire? That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'm on board. This guy you're fired.
Wait, he's the vampire?
I just made that up because he was biting some guy.
The sheriff is the...
No one is a vampire.
He's the cobra.
Yeah. James Cobra.
Okay, so he's a guy made of living snakes.
Okay.
He's also a clown.
Mm-hmm.
Who
and voiced by Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, he's a 14-year-old boy and has Kurt Cobain's hair.
And is a vampire but refuses to admit it.
Right.
Okay, I got it. Let's go.
All right.
Continue.
Okay. All right. So this new man kicks Coburn off and shoots Coburn in the leg, snapping him out of the trance that he's in. He wraps his neck in an effort to stop the bleeding and rides back into town, carrying Coburn with him. And that's where my written pitch is finished. I told you I didn't get very far into it.
You had like 3 weeks.
I know. So basically the idea is that this new guy who I haven't given a name yet, if there's any goofy names
Jimmy
that
Stewart.
You'd like to pitch. Jimmy Stewart takes Sheriff Cobra into town and basically sort of like usurps his position. He shows to the townspeople that this man is a murderer, that he's killed hundreds of Indians or Native Americans or whatever you want to call them. In his
Reds.
Past, Reds. He's killed plenty of Reds. And that he should be hung. So he's locked up in the jail, and Jimmy Stewart is now like the new sheriff. And Masioka, or Sanjuro, is in the bar when he hears all of this and decides that he's gonna try to break Coburn out of the prison. So he starts playing some song that I was hoping you guys could pick the goofiest song imaginable that he could start playing from his phone to distract.
My Ding-a-Ling. My Ding-a-Ling.
There you go. He starts playing My Ding-a-Ling.
There's a jukebox around, and they bump into it, and then My Ding-a-Ling starts playing.
Yeah. It's crossed out, so you wouldn't know it was there. But
yeah. But it's also the only song that is crossed out. So everybody knows that. So basically, he plays this song on his phone, and the sheriff walks out of the station trying to figure out what the hell this song is coming from, and he picks up the phone in confusion, just staring at it, because this is supposed to be the Wild West. This is like 1800s. This doesn't make any sense. why there would be an iPhone.
The phone should have started playing Wild Wild West, the Will Smith song.
Well, there you go. That's a better
Who
one.
Had the iPad?
Sanjuro. The guy who woke up in the desert at the very beginning.
Well, okay, wouldn't he have one of those new lightweight Air Mac things?
Sure.
It's just that seems more convenient, and if it's in the future, it's in the past. Or he's from the future.
There you go.
But that's which right. future? Is he from our future, or
he's from our future. He's from 100 years from now.
100 years. 200 years from they'll have invented something better than the iPad by then.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's just something. It's some sort of small tablet computer. Anyway, right. Continuing.
Yeah.
So basically, he breaks Coburn out of the jail, and the two of them try to hunt down Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart comes back in and sees that Coburn is again in his clown getup, and I have no climax for this yet. Mark, I was hoping you could help me with the climax. Pitch me a climax.
They sit down and have a reasonable
No. This is your pitch.
Hold on. As a producer, I would like to see a giant fucking spider.
Yeah.
You want to see a giant spider? Okay,
giant spider, please.
Hmm?
Yeah, giant spider, please. And if the moon could blow up, that would probably be good, too.
Alright, so...
And Kenneth Branagh should show up at some point.
Okay, let's see, okay. Does a giant spider, is it mechanical or just a giant spider?
Well, you're the writer.
I mean, make it as close to the one from Wild Wild West without actually getting caught stealing the idea.
It's half mechanical, it's like a bio monster. Zombie raised from the
it's
dead.
It's like from Terminator.
By,
it has like a.
By Jimmy Stewart.
Human skin.
Oh, that's gross.
A gigantic spider with human skin.
Okay, alright, so let's see. So then, alright, they shoot Jimmy Stewart in front of the entire town.
Oh no, my daily show!
That's not at all.
What do you know? We're gonna get fired.
Oh, God, no. Okay, why is Mark so quiet all of a sudden?
He's sad.
Sick.
You're clearly talking at full volume, but for some reason you sound very, very quiet.
Yeah, that's how it was for yours, too. It's just Skype. I was just going to ignore it, but, you know, it's whatever. Because the audience can't hear that.
Yeah, when it gets edited, it's not going to sound like that.
That's true.
Hi, audience. All right.
Sorry, audience, for peeking you behind the curtain. So, anyway, okay, so they go back to the spot where he found Sanjuro out in the desert. And Sanjuro, I don't know, he's got a fucking Digivice for all I know. That shoots them.
Digimon.
shoots
it's
them.
A Digimon.
Yeah, this is all a Digimon precursor. So they're zapped back into the future of 2085, for sure. 2085 sounds fine. Where they see that the moon has shifted and is growing closer and closer to Earth. And they see that the moon has changed its shape and is actually a giant biomechanical spider that is going to touch.
This, like, so how long has it been waiting there, dormant, for this opportunity?
It's terrifying. I love it.
It has been dormant for hundreds and hundreds of millions of years.
The whole time. There was never a moon. It's always been a giant spider, right?
Exactly. This is like Lovecraft. It's always been there. It always will be.
H.P. Lovestash. He's been there.
Yes. Yeah, it's all full circle. I'm kind of liking this. Yeah.
So then this is insane. So then the giant spider touches down on Earth somehow.
It touches down.
I think there's a spider the size of the moon, and it just touches Earth. That's it. We're done. Earth is over at that point. After Earth, bring in Will Smith and Jane Smith. They'll touch tips.
Beautiful.
But continue, because it's not really over, but continue.
It's not. So then Coburn goes into his blind clown rage yet again and runs up the leg of the spider.
For how many days?
For a few weeks. He is running up the giant leg of the spider, and
he's running up it.
He's running.
Yeah, we get like running. A montage scene of like a week passing, and
yeah, of different camera angles, news reporters. Yeah. He's chronicling the clown
a trilogy
running
of films just to cover his run up.
Yeah, it's called Clown Run, or the clown dash.
Yeah,
and so he runs up the leg and comes to the spider's face, which is that of Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah.
And Kenneth Branagh says something ridiculous, something along the lines of, I've waited hundreds of millions of years, I'm going to squish the oppressive Earth, much like all the humans of Earth have squished spiders for hundreds of years.
Or can he say something really racist, like in Wild Wild West?
Sure.
Just, I'm not gonna say it because it's not, you know, that's not me. But you know, you
I'm
can
not
write
gonna
up.
Say it either. I'll punch up something. And so then, basically, he says something. He says something racist towards Coburn. He says something terrible about snakes.
About cobras.
About sheriffs. Cobras.
Or sheriffs. Sheriff Coburn.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Exactly. Cop snakes.
Yeah.
Snake cops.
Is that the title of the movie?
Sure.
Cop snakes.
It is now Snake Cops.
Now, I might be doing this wrong, but I'm actually picturing the giant spider with Jack McBrayer's face.
It's got two faces. It's Two-Face. Right. It's a new Batman movie.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Oh, God. You ruined it. No.
You can't bring the table close.
So then Coburn takes the giant spider in his hands somehow.
Wait.
And
wait, what? How big is this guy?
Yeah, you forgot to mention he's got, like, huge hands that are bigger than the moon. But yeah.
He's just been dragging it around. Go on. And then takes the spider in his hands.
And twists him into a balloon animal version of a horse and throws him out into space.
Ah, that's a cheap way to end it, but I get what you're doing.
And that's how we got the sun.
Yes, and then he explodes and the sun is born.
Oh, God. Now they have to alter every planetarium to make that a reality.
That's right.
Oh. Wow. Is that it? Or is there like a post-credits scene?
Okay. All right. Yeah, okay, a post-credits. Okay, so yeah, then the credits roll. And then credits are finished, and then we come back up in... Present Day Central Park, where Scott is sitting there with a disgusted look on his face saying, that was a piece of shit, and then smash cut to black, and then that's the end of the movie.
Yeah, that really sets it up for the sequel.
Yeah.
Where it's Scott trying to make sure that movie never gets made.
Yeah.
But I'm a Bourne, right? I'm a one of the Bourne guys.
Yeah.
Well, you're one of the crosses.
You're part of the Treadstone program.
Treadstone, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, there was never just one.
I'd like to offer up it. I have a new feature for the show. The people listening to this podcast, I challenge you to go through the podcast and find the moment where I start watching the trailer for After Earth and watch it in its entirety. Because I did that.
It's
so
really bad, right?
It's
really upsetting.
It was stupid. It's just like from the first moment of Will Smith looking at his son and like helping direct his breathing. Yeah. I was like, fuck this, whatever.
Yeah. Your son knows how to breathe. He's like 16. Come on.
Yeah, you tapped out after Unbreakable. Just die.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. That's how they're trying to pitch it too on the poster. It's like from the director of Unbreakable. It's like, remember how he did like six things between the... Yeah, that's what it says on there. As if anyone alive that like cared about Unbreakable doesn't know to avoid Shyamalan now.
And I even try and give him credit for Signs, but like it's just like this is just getting ridiculous.
Dude, I was on the M. Night Shyamalan train for so long. I love Sixth Sense. I think Sixth Sense is fucking genius. And Signs I enjoy. Mm-hmm. And there's actually I like watching The Village. It's goofy, but I like to watch it. There's things to enjoy about it.
Yeah, The Village.
But it's just like from Sixth Sense, it has always been a step down, very evenly every time. Just
yeah,
so
he peaked really early.
The Lady in the Water was pretty bad. Happening was awful. Last Airbender was awful. And I saw all of these like opening weekend because I always want him to come back. And at this point,
I'm just
done. I do not think I'll see After Earth at all.
Did he direct Devil?
No, he just produced that. He had this.
Oh, okay.
He had this idea, which I kind of liked, where he was just gonna produce things for a while on micro budgets. He just had ideas for a movie, and he was gonna $5 million off to other filmmakers to make his ideas for movies. And he did the first one with Devil, and nobody liked it. And then they're like, "Oh, never mind, we're not funding this."
No, but he's doing another one. He's doing part two of is it called The Night Chronicles?
Good. I thought they just like dropped it after nobody liked Devil.
They did for a while. Yeah, they're starting to shoot in like February or something, I want to say. There was a thing on Slash Film about it recently. Just like a really small, like, hey, it's happening.
The Happening is happening.
But it's not The Happening.
Right, dude, The Happening.
Oh, and there's an Angry Birds movie coming out? What?
Fuck you!
Oh,
God
no.
damn it!
Star Wars 7 episode Angry Birds.
I'd be down for that.
Movies are just the worst, dude.
The Lone Ranger trailer. That's the other one I wanted
to
bring
that
up.
Was the joke I was going to make at like the beginning of your pitch. I forgot. So what point does Johnny Depp show up with a bird on his head?
Ta-da. He can play one of the Indians that gets slaughtered.
Okay. One of the Indians.
Actually, no, you know, I'm actually upset about, I just heard that Johnny Depp, it's more than just an acting role. I think like he wants to produce it or something, but a Don Quixote. But it's just dude, like, go back and do the thing with freaking Terry Gilliam. That would have been a guaranteed good movie. And, I feel like that's so cheap. I'm going to do this with Disney, and it's going to fuck, and I just shit my pants because it's full of money.
Yeah. Dude, I'm pretty over Johnny Depp. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, how many more pirate movies is he signed up for?
I don't know. I'll take those, though. I really like them.
Okay.
The fourth Pirates of the Caribbean is awesome. I love that movie.
It's terrible.
Mark. Oh, it's so much fun. It's so much better than 2 and 3.
It's so much
no.
fun.
What?
Yes! Oh, it's so self-contained, and Ian McShane is terrifying, and it's got some really cool magical elements, and it's not, like, just insane, over-the-top, giant crab woman. I don't know. I really liked it.
Well, three is awful. I really liked Dead Man's Chest.
There's a lot of good stuff about two. I don't know. I just hate when like sequels, when like it's supposed to be a trilogy,
they tie it together.
Yeah. So
two
and three need to be edited down into one film. But but I thoroughly enjoyed four. I don't know. I want to see Pirates of the Caribbean go on like Bond, like just keep recasting the pirates and getting new directors, but just keep bringing me like magic pirates movies. I'll be fine with that. That's cool. That's cool with me.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask if anybody watches Homeland, the TV series.
No, but I have meaning to start it. I've got it sitting here on my desktop ready to go.
Yeah, watch it so we can talk about it next week. I just finished season one, and I have many thoughts about it, but I don't want to give anything away for you.
How many seasons are there? Just two?
Season two is on TV right now, or it might have dropped up, I don't know. But season one's only 12 episodes, so he'll get through it pretty quick.
Oh, cool.
And, it's got some good stuff. It's got some 24 stuff. But Claire Danes is cool, so.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
24 person. Another trailer. There's a lot of trailers that came out this week. Star Trek, anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody care about Star Trek?
I'm alright on that. I think that looks okay. We didn't end up talking about Superman, did we? That was before we started recording.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Nerds.
Did we talk
about
Superman at all?
Did you guys watch the trailer? No.
Tyler, did you see Superman trailer?
No.
Oh, you did?
Well, wait. I saw like the first one that came out.
Right.
Where
it's,
like,
there's
the
one
day.
That, there's
the
one
the
that came
versions.
Out today.
No, yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm kind of on board.
Mark,
it looks
a little
like
more.
A more mature Zack Snyder. I'm kind of excited for that. He looks a little downplayed. It looks they're not like giving Superman like too much like brooding weakness. It actually looks kind of hopeful and inspirational, but still kind of. You know, dark and gritty. I don't know. I'm interested. Trevor, do you have any thoughts on it?
I am not very interested in it, other than one of my friends from school works on it. So, Tom, I really liked your shots that were in there.
Is he doing those shots? Special effects stuff?
Yeah, he's doing pre-viz and storyboards.
Yes.
And he's saying that they're not like changing any of his shots, which is awesome.
Cool.
And it's like one of his first, it might be the first one he's ever worked on, so that's pretty cool.
I am personally more excited about the Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
I will be once something else comes out about it.
Well, they're in the casting process right now, and yeah. That for me will make or break what the movie could be.
Yeah.
Depending on who they cast, and I'm excited. I like the idea of Rocket Raccoon being voiced by MC Chris.
I would totally take that. That would be
cool. Is that an actual consideration that they're doing?
Well, it's like there's an online campaign for it, and even like Kevin Smith is like pushed for it. And like, once you hear that, like the idea of it being MC Chris, you can't get that out of your head.
It can't really be anybody else.
Yeah. So, I don't know, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Sky. That is so weird. I just posted a link about the Net Chronicles in our little Skype thing here.
Oh, good. Scott, you still alive? How's New York?
Yeah.
You guys doing any movies over there?
Doing any movies?
Yeah.
I know they shoot, like, Boardwalk Empire out here.
Oh, I know what we have to do. You guys have to give me premises for my pitch.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we were a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm glad everyone immediately dropped talking about mine because it was awful.
It was so good. Tyler, you usually tell us how much money you're willing to give to the film.
Oh, yeah.
Did you want to fund Trevor's idea?
Trevor, you had me at Spider Moon, so
which was our idea.
I'm gonna give you 80 million, 10 million for each leg. All right, and that's what I want the tagline to be to the movie. I'm giving you 80 million, 10 for each leg.
How about just $10 million leg?
Okay,
fine. It's the title.
Yeah, but rewrite the whole film to be about that.
Okay. Now it's a ballet movie about a spider.
No, it's Black Swan, but with two spiders.
Black Swan Moon Spider. That's the full title.
Black Widow Moon.
Ooh.
Ooh, hey.
I like that the name for
Black Widow
other
Moon.
Things.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's all our new band. We're dropping our first album.
Good. We're dropping the podcast and starting a band.
Yep. Black Widow Moon.
I haven't picked a genre yet. I've done the characters and the scene. So, for genre, I would like it to be a fantasy film. Something along the lines of what is that movie? Dang it,
Hobbit.
Well, I mean like that, but
Legend starring Tom Cruise.
No, what's
Xanadu?
The movie? What's the movie with the kid and the flying
Page Master.
Beast?
No, you're talking about Neverending Story.
Neverending Story, yeah.
But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Yesterday at the video store, I should tell stories from the video store because they're always good, but yesterday, like, right when we're closing, a guy comes in and he says to me, "Hey, what's the movie about the African girl?" I'm like, "Excuse me? That's kind of open-ended." He's like, "You know, the movie about the African girl." I'm like, "Oh, Beasts of the Southern Wild." And that was what he wanted.
Totally. Wait, you knew
it.
That?
I totally nailed it. It felt so good.
Wow, that's
holy
impressive.
Yeah. How did you narrow that down?
No, I don't know. He was like kind of slanty-eyed looking towards the new releases. I'm like trying to think. So all right, he probably wants a new release. African girl. Girl usually implies not a woman, but young. What are new movies about younger African-American girls? And everybody's going to Beasts of the Southern Wild.
No, I didn't realize that was out. I was going to say Columbiana.
Oh.
I was going to say Coney 2012.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Did you see Columbiana? It's not so good.
No.
No, I didn't. But anyway, back to...
Anyway, alright, so I'm making a fantasy film in the vein of, like, Neverending Story.
Yes.
So does that mean it, like, wants to, like, intersect between present day and fantasy, or just...
No,
like...
no, okay, no. Okay. That means that Jack Black with a unibrow is
no, you
in
don't
it
get to
as
make
a bully.
Many choices. No. you got genre.
All right. Okay, can I do a character?
Sure.
Yes.
I want Rob Lowe.
Well, what haven't you pitched yet?
What?
Have you pitched a character?
Yeah, because everyone should have one thing they haven't done yet.
Because I haven't pitched a character yet.
Oh, okay, you go ahead then.
Well, I don't have... You can go first with your... Yeah, you have a scene, I think.
I have a scene?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yours was the 90s character that totally made it.
Yeah, that you... Movie. But you didn't use it.
What are you talking about? You son of a bitch? I was in there.
Hey, we're best friends.
Yeah. I'll get you next time.
Alright, a scene, there's a makeout session in a movie theater where a Rob Lowe movie is playing.
Can it be his sex tape?
That's up to me to decide, and you to watch.
Wait, that exists?
Yeah, Rob Lowe has to be in the movie specifically.
All right. No, you already made your choice.
And he has to come out of the screen and be a part of the rest of the movie.
No, he's a part of the makeout session. It goes three ways.
Yeah. A makeout session in a movie theater where Rob Lowe comes out of the film.
Yeah.
Yep.
He could just come out of the film for that scene, but
and there's a fantasy picture. Don't forget.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Or you can keep him in the movie for the rest.
I
want
to pitch this to Real Studios. Rob Lowe comes out of screen. All right, and then Trevor, give me something, and then we'll talk about what they're doing to Rob Lowe's character on Parks and Rec because it's shit. But
it is. But I would like to see a talking animal.
Any other specifications, or just talking animal?
No, just a talking animal.
Aw, man.
Well, do you want it to be like? They do CGI to make the mouth move, like in Babe?
No.
Okay.
I want a fully fleshed out CGI animal.
Aww. No, man, you gotta go man in costume.
No, I want to go Homeward Bound and just have, like, animals that don't move their mouths but still talk.
That's...
All right, well, fine. That
should make a comeback, yeah. It's been a while.
Dude, that was the best. That was the
Then
best.
How it speaks is up to you.
Okay, so it can be a Muppet...
Okay,
sure. Just a fucking Muppet.
Or it can be 2D animated, like Masioka in my movie, or Roger Rabbit.
Oh, it's gonna be a magical anime koala.
No, I think what it should be is it's a little boy with a sock puppet dressed up as a lion, and it's like nobody addresses the little boy; they only address the sock puppet. That's what it should be.
How about it's a real serious, dramatic family film about Mel Gibson with a beaver puppet on his hand. Did anybody else watch that yet?
No.
Oh, you guys have to watch that so we can talk about the ending. It's so messed up.
Is it good? Right,
well, we'll do
no,
that
it's not good. I thought it was supposed to just be like a silly family movie about like, oh, Mel Gibson's got a puppet, and then it just like has a really dark, bizarre ending.
Oh, is there a rape in it?
No.
A lot of movies have rapes in them now. Oh, God.
Yeah, man.
Homeward Bound 3, The Rapening.
I don't know if that's okay.
That's okay.
No.
It's man on animal. What are we talking about? Is the podcast done yet?
If people are talking about Rob Lowe's character really getting, like, dumbed out on Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It seems like they're doing the same thing with Anne as well.
Yeah, everyone is kind of becoming caricatures this season.
But, I mean, not so much that, but they've... It seems like those two aren't really in the show anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're both, like, comedic,
you know what I mean?
Relief. They're comedic relief characters. I mean, I think Rob Lowe was always comedic relief, but, like, I don't know. He's
more
believable
so
as, like, the health nut and, like, optimist. You know, it's
right.
Like, oh, yeah, I go to therapy 15 times a week. Blah, 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 blah. Everything makes me cry. It's just, it's way too goofy.
And I'd be more upset if I didn't like everything else about the show.
Yeah.
It's consistently funny, you know. I mean, even if their characters are stupid and don't make any sense, like, they're still fun. I mean, Anne's not hilarious, but,
right.
You know, it's still
right.
pretty
Rob
funny.
Rob Lowe's still
overall.
Doing good stuff.
Yeah.
And those are the only two on the show that I think have changed a lot noticeably, that I've noticed at least.
Right.
They're giving Ron Swanson a lot of character, and sometimes that works, and sometimes I'm kind of groaning. Like when he's like giggling and getting super excited about the woodworking contest and stuff. Oh. And just like, you're a little, it's a little too silly, but I'll take it because he's still doing a lot of cool stuff this season. I like it.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that hit our hour. We hit it without having to do too much.
And I just got a text saying that The Hobbit has arrived. So.
Oh no!
So I get to go slap that bad boy.
Is it from Gandalf?
Gandalf.
Oh is
yeah.
It
is. Yeah, he arrived precisely when he means to.
It's on actual film, too?
Yep.
Do you guys still only do film there, or do you guys do digital now?
Nope, 35mm only.
Man, Roxy's cool. I'm excited to go back there.
Yeah, it's cool to you and, like, four other people.
Yeah, dude, it's like a revival cinema. You guys still show 35. Whoa.
Yeah.
You can't, there's no theaters in the city limits of Los Angeles that show, like, 35. I mean, there's a couple, but
really?
It's like for new releases, I think like some. Oh, yeah. No, I don't know if there are any. I know when Looper came out, there was not any theaters that were showing it in 35 because I looked. So yeah, it's kind of weird.
Well, so, showed it in 35, and it was great.
Good.
So, well, yeah, we'll go. When are you back?
I'm actually back at noon on Christmas Eve. But I'll be there till the 3rd. So
okay, cool. Well, we'll figure something out. We'll go watch something.
Yeah. So let's close out this podcast. Does anyone have any final words?
I'm gonna go watch Hobbit.
Hobbit.
God bless ya.
Everyone. Yay. Is this the Christmas episode?
Yep.
No, we'll do another one.
Well, actually,
It won't be released before Christmas.
Yeah. So,
all right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
If whenever you're listening to this, Christmas is probably past. So, Happy New Year.
Yeah, and Happy Valentine's Day.
Hope you returned all your gifts.
Yeah, and thank you for making it to the 3rd episode of this monstrosity.
Thank you for smoking.
Stay tuned for episode 4, coming to you live from an alley
somewhere.
All right, I'm hitting stop.
All right, bye.